to throw on third down and eight, and he has it complete, and he has the first down conversion to Jack Green inside Laker territory from the 46 across midfield, and finally forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line for a 14-yard reception from Dawson to Jack Green to move the chains for Kingston one of the few times tonight.
Yeah, well, very nice play there. Jack Green runs a nice route from that tight end position, and just a drag route. He goes just a little bit down the field and then cuts all the way across to the sideline. So not a very deep route, but by the time he gets to the sideline, he's lost the linebacker. Derek Snyder's nowhere near in coverage, and he's wide open, and a good throw and catch and turn it upfield by Green for a rare first down tonight for the Kingston Cardinals.
Yeah, they've kind of run into a buzzsaw a little bit tonight here against the Steckerville defense. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Dawson in trouble, throws it to a screen pass to number 22, Lane Torrey, and he gets maybe out for a yard. They're going to mark him down to the 40. Tackle made by number 12, Joe Duvall, for the Deckerville defense, the linebacker. But on the tackle, the flags fly all over the field, and this is going to be a hold against the Kingston Cardinals, and they're going to push him back. So to even think about that one. So instead of they're going to replay first down and push him back another 10 yards back to midfield. So it'll be a first down and 20 from midfield.
That's exactly right, Clark. And I didn't see the hold exactly, but we talked about that screen pass earlier in the game. And that time you'll see Curtis Vogel, you see Joe DeVault. There were still two guys that took off, but it was Joe DeVault that recognized that they wanted them D linemen to come through. He hangs back, and when the ball's completed and turned upfield, Joe DeVault is right there to make the tackle. That play wasn't going anywhere anyways.
Receiver wide each way, Dawson back to throw, throws this down, a beautiful ball on the near sideline, and he can't bring it in at the 25-yard line. Pass was intended for Aaron Kaler, and he would pass one a little bit out of bounds, and good defense there by the Deckerville secondary. 5:01 left in the third quarter. Clock stopped with the second down and 20 for the Kingston Cardinals.
Isaac Kineth had pretty good coverage there, but that throw was right down the sideline. So if the receiver Kaler was going to make that catch, it was going to have to be a pretty spectacular one where he drags a foot and it hauls in the catch, so it falls harmlessly to the ground. We still have 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Second down and 20 for Kingston.
Dawson in the shotgun, looking to pass. He's in trouble. Lets us fly downfield. Has an intended receiver. Gets caught at the 25, down to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Kingston. The pass from Dawson to Levi Kreiterman in for the score. And it's a 50-yard reception and catch for Kreiterman, and Kingston's on the board for just the second time tonight with 4:51 left in the third quarter.
Number 17, Batu Garay, is in coverage for Deckerville, and he's in good position, but when the ball is thrown, he is unable to locate it. He looks up for the ball as it glows right over his shoulder into the hands of Kreiterman, and by that time, Kreiterman has caught the ball and turned it upfield, and he strolls into the end zone for one of those big plays we've been waiting for out of Kingston. Maybe a little too late, but a nice throw and catch for a touchdown for the Cardinals.
Going for two, they now trail 42-14, trying to make this 42-16. 4:51 left in the third quarter. Dawson under center with an I formation behind him, Goss and Torrey. He's going to be looking to pass, rolls to his right, passed out to Goss, is into the hands, and 2-1 conversion is good. And the Kingston Cardinals connect for 8 points with 4:51 left in the third quarter. It's now Deckerville 42, Kingston 16.
Wow, what a beautiful throw and catch there. One-on-one coverage. And if you're Kingston, those are situations that I expected them to have all night. Deckerville is always known for playing man-to-man coverage, and a lot of their secondary is in that 5'9", 5'10 range, and a lot of those Kingston receivers stand well over 6 feet, and they were unable to take advantage of some of those mismatches until that play right there where Kreiderman's able to make a play over the smaller, undersized corner in Garay and take it into the house for pay dirt.
Kingston's now had the ball for 9 minutes and 8 seconds on the night. Deckerville 21 minutes and 1 second. Both teams have scored once in the second half. The second half was started off with a Kingston interception. Just on the second play of a play in the second half, gave the ball back to Deckerville at their own 30-yard line, and they marched 70 yards down the field for a score, but then Kingston responds with a 54-yard drive themselves, taking a minute and 47 off the clock. Deckerville 42, Kingston 16, 4:51 left in the third quarter. Still a lot of football to play here in a cold and blustery Deckerville, Michigan. It's the pre-regional game, first week of the postseason in the MHSA playoffs. Eight-player football, Division I. These would be the larger division of schools in eight-player football. 16 teams in each division versus a 32 and 8-player, or 11-player, excuse me. And the kick bounces at the 33, comes rolls to a stop at the 29, picked up by number 12 for Deckerville. That'd be Joe DeVault. He's breaking free across midfield at the 40, down to the 30, to the 20, and finally forced out of bounds at about the 18-yard line by Brian Hobson. Joe DeVault with a huge return on a kick that nearly came to a rest of the 29.
Wow, what a great play by DeVault there. The squib kick, you try to keep it away from those deep return men, the really good playmakers for Deckerville. And who they kick it to is one of their D linemen, and Joe DeVault. And he shows some speed as he gets it down the sideline and has one guy to beat. And Hobson makes a play from behind to make the tackle on DeVault. But nonetheless, he's got him down all the way to the 20-yard line of Kingston. Just 20 yards to go for another score for Deckerville.
A 51-yard return for Joe DeVault. And the Deckerville Eagles knocking on the door once again against this Kingston squad. Every time Kingston gets something going, Deckerville responds in massive ways. Kineth off to Ibarra, comes around the right end, and the kicks down to about the 15-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 upcoming. Tackle made by Brian Hobson, defensive end for Kingston. And down to the 15-yard line. 4:25 left in the third quarter. 42-16 Deckerville.
More the same Deckerville in that tight formation, I formation, and handing it off to the running back. This time Cruz Ibarra right over the right side, and he just kind of fouls his end and his fullback forward and gets a nice gain on first down. Five more.
4:50 left in the fourth quarter in Harbor Beach and Saginaw Valley. It's Harbor Beach 26, Novell 6. It was 20-6 at the end of the third quarter, Harbor Beach. Deckerville on a second down and 5, hands it off to Carlos Ibarra between the guards, and he gets out for maybe 2 yards down to about the 13-yard line. Another tackle made by Brian Hobson. He's starting to tack him on there. That's his 8th tackle of the evening. 7th, excuse me. Now that is the 8th.
Keep in mind, though, that Kaler has moved into the secondary to take Hunter James's spot, and Hobson has now filled that spot. So that is a very popular spot where Deckerville likes to attack. So a lot of opportunities for tackles there, and Hobson filling in nicely.
Kineth is still under center, working off that right hash, facing a third down and 3 from the 13-yard line. It's a pitch out to the left side to Carlos Ibarra. Cuts back inside at about the 5-yard line and forced out of bounds there. They needed 3 yards for a first down. He got 8 instead. It's going to be a first down and goal situation. Tackle made by Aaron Kaler out of the secondary. First and goal from the 5 for the Deckerville Eagles.
There he is. You can't go a series without Aaron Kaler getting involved in a tackle, no matter where you line him up at. 14 tackles for him on the night. First and goal for Deckerville. Cruz Ibarra runs him down, gets him inside down to about the 5-yard line, trying to punch it in one more time.
And off to Carlos Ibarra right at the middle, and he gets down to the goal line. It's the end. Touchdown, Deckerville. Carlos Ibarra finds the end zone for the second time tonight with 3:01 left in the third quarter. That's right, the third quarter. It's a 5-yard run for Carlos Ibarra. It is now Deckerville 48, Kingston 16.
And just like I said, Kingston finally puts a good drive together, gets a big play and scores. Deckerville doesn't let him have any fun with it at all. Big kick return by Joe DeVault and followed by a few running plays later where Carlos Ibarra tops it off with a touchdown run, and they'll line up and try to get two more.
Leading by 32 points, trying to make it 34. Kind of throws to his right, and this one's incomplete as the pass was intended for. Looks like that was number 54. Excuse me, Jonathan Smith, number 64. Tight end there. Falls incomplete. And the score remains Deckerville 48, Kingston 16, with 3:01 left in the third quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our 3 senior living communities, or maybe one of our 4 pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year. Our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers in Caseville.